Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today I'm going to talk to you about the 10 most important people on TV and film sets who need to know who your brand is. Once you've made the decision to incorporate product placement into your marketing strategy, you've only just begun. You're going to want to make sure that you're in the best possible position to ensure that your product gets that golden ticket product placement opportunity. And one of the best ways to guarantee that phenomenal exposure is to get your brand in front of the proper production decision makers who decide what brands are chosen to be included in the show for product placement. I know I keep saying this, but Hollywood is tiny. Everyone really does know everyone, and it's a relationship business where you never want to burn bridges. There is no 6 degrees of separation in Hollywood. Once your career has taken off, it's really just down to a couple of people between you and everyone else in the biz. And that's why I counsel my team to always be positive and leave a good impression with everyone we work with. In Hollywood, your success is truly based on your reputation. And that extends to brands too. When you work on one production, everyone on that production is going to leave it one day by the time it's over. Sometimes they leave throughout the production cycle, and they'll go on to another production, and another, and another. Sometimes they may even be working on two productions at the same time, which makes it important for you to realize that as a brand, it's more than just the current opportunity for product placement that you should be considering. Just because a production has a so-so cast or the distribution isn't so great, those people on set still need and want brands to work with. And they're going to move on to bigger and better projects. Why do I know this? Because it's Hollywood. There is always a new movie or TV show to work on. It's an endless cycle of content being created by the exact same people over and over again. And if you are, as a brand, able to purchase and have on hand the inventory and be smart and proactive and create an actual Hollywood entertainment marketing program, you're going to win big in the long run. So the back you scratch on one set, just so you know, the one where that cast is just and the storyline's okay, but hey, you know, they really do need wardrobe and phones and water and all that other brand stuff that makes the scene more realistic when they use product placement. That back you scratched is the one that's going to turn around and do you a colossal payback one day when they remember that favor and they're going to turn around and give back that love. And you want to be around for that to happen. So now for the big question, who exactly are these people I'm talking about? So let me share with you the 10 decision makers you need to know about in Hollywood. And they're not necessarily in this order, but to make it easy. The first person you need to know about is the prop master. The prop master is in charge of all things that go into the hands of actors. An actor touches the product, it's the prop master. You want to know this guy or gal. They're part of a union called Local 44, which is affiliated with the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, Moving Picture Technicians, Artists, and Allied Crafts of the United States, its territories, and Canada, IATSE. It's a long name for a union. Nothing gets into the hands of an actor without this prop master being involved. The second person you need to know about is the set decorator. Also a member of Local 44, the set decorator is similar to the prop master, but is in charge of dressing the set for filming. So these are all the things the actor is not going to touch, but is going to be around them. Anything that's part of the set, from signage to desk phones to coats hung on a door, it's in their territory. Set decorators play a huge role in determining what brands are featured in a scene. The set decorator is part of the art department, and they report into the art director, who's in charge of the overall look of the production. The third person, or in this case, sometimes people, you need to know about is production resources. Very similar to a product placement agency in that they're the middlemen between brands and productions. The production resources department is in charge of getting the best possible product trade-out deals for the production or dollars. They often work with the producer as well as the prop master, set decorator, transportation department, and wardrobe. The fourth person you need to know about is the producer. The producer is the one who's going to make sure everything is running smoothly, and they're in charge of hiring all the people who work on the set, as well as making sure the finances at the end of the day are in line with the budgets. There are several types of producers, from executive to associate to assistant to supervising to coordinating and line producer. It can be a little confusing, but you can just call them producers. It's okay. Each of these decision makers may play a role, sometimes a major role, and sometimes a minor role, in deciding what overall brand partnership deals are going to be approved. The fifth person you need to know about is the director. The director is the ultimate decision maker on the set. If they don't like the look of a brand, you are not going to have a chance. It's just not going to be seen. So they really need to embrace your brand in order for it to be on set. The sixth person you need to know about is the wardrobe stylist. The wardrobe stylist is in charge of the overall look of each character. Often a brand will actually help create the image of the character based on lending the perceived brand attributes to the aura of the individual. The seventh person, or again really people as is a department, is promotions. The promotional departments are the ones in charge of creating and approving, with the producer and director's final approvals and often the cast as well, what brands can partner with the production for retailer media-based partnerships. These decision makers also include oversight of premiere party sponsorship options and other grassroots options to help co-promote that film. The eighth group of people to know about are the writers. While more behind the scenes than anyone else, if writers are made aware of your brand, they're more likely to be willing to actually write verbal references to your product within the script dialogue. And unless the production has a good reason that another brand name would be better than yours, such as that brand is active in product placement and you're not, hint, 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 then you may find yourself scripted with the doors opening to a prop, set, wardrobe, or transportation placement. You just never know. The ninth group of people you should know about on each production you work on, if you have any money or large trade outs, is the segment producer. Yes, it's a different type of producer, but this segment producer is found typically on talk shows and reality shows where smaller stories are crafted and put together with others to create the overall episode. These individuals have a major say in introducing your brand to the production and end all decision makers on set. And the 10th group of people to know about is one that can actually kill your deal. They might not be exactly your favorite people, but they can make things happen because dollars talk. These are your ad sales teams that are a core part of all network and cable TV programming, with rare exception. For movies, you don't need to worry about them. Ad sales team members are there for the dollars. They're looking for leveraged media buys for TV opportunities, which in exchange can be used to influence product placement exposure in the episode. Bring your checkbook. And that's a wrap on the people you need to know about in Hollywood. If you are interested in learning more about how product placement programs best work, stop by my agency's website, hollywoodbranded.com, and download our Product Placement 101 ebook, which will provide a really good guide for you to start along your journey to conquering Hollywood. We also have some great overviews of how product placement works as videos. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful. And please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you would leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know that my advice is valuable and interesting to you.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacey Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.